NATO is going to do more to help Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, after a plea and a virtual call today to an emergency summit from President Volodymyr Zelensky.
NATO can do certain things for saving people and show that it's the most powerful defense union in the world.
NATO is answering by sending equipment to protect against a chemical weapons attack. President Biden is in Brussels for those talks with NATO, and now with just our G7 allies. They are imposing more sanctions on Russia, as well as providing humanitarian and military aid.
While the entire shipment is going to be taking some time to deliver, we believe it's going to include at least 2,000 Javelin missiles. Those can be used to attack everything from helicopters to tanks, as well as we're going to see more drones going out there. Those have been used a lot more in this fight, as well as some 20 million rounds of ammunition.
Fox's Mark Meredith on the U.S. aid. It's been more than a month since Russia invaded, and it keeps bombarding cities. There are tens of thousands of Russian casualties, and Ukraine's pushed enemy forces further away from the capital, and...
The Ukrainian Navy claims it has destroyed a Russian ship that was stationed in the port of Berdyansk. Video posted on social media appears to show a huge fire with ensuing explosions at the port.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. After a year-long surge of migrants coming to the U.S. illegally, the Biden administration wants new rules for asylum claims. Fox's Jared Halpern's live in Washington.
New asylum procedures could cut down wait times from years to months by giving new authority to asylum officers to grant or deny claims. Under current rules, asylum officers do initial screenings for asylum seekers, but immigration judges will decide whether or not the claims for people arriving at the southern border. Administration officials have estimated it would need to hire 800 more employees to handle the caseload. The court backlog is nearly 2 million cases. The procedures could still face legal challenges before being implemented, Dave.
Jared, first-time unemployment claims fell to a 52-year low last week. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
News. Some people in Chicago got a gift this morning at the gas pump. With prices near a record high, a Chicago businessman gave away $1 million worth at dozens of gas stations across the city.
Huge deal, especially when I just had a baby, so this came in handy. Grateful.
I got $26 to my name. I'm living off Social Security. I'm hurting. Now I can go buy me something to eat.
Fox's Garrett Tenney talked to them at one of those stations.
At today's high prices, it turns out $1 million worth of gas doesn't last very long. This station, like a lot of those participating, ran out of the free gas after just a couple of hours. Some folks started lining up as early as for the 7 a.m. giveaway as early as 1 or 2 this morning, waiting hours for $50 worth of free gas.
Now, the average price for regular in Chicago is $4.84 a gallon. That's 60 cents higher than the national average. It's almost $6 a gallon in California for regular. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom proposing giving vehicle owners $400 each on a debit card. On Wall Street, some gains today. The Dow's up almost 180 points. The college basketball March Madness resumes later today.
The Sweet 16 tips off tonight with the top seed overall Gonzaga taking on fourth seed Arkansas. Both teams back in this round for the second year in a row. Tip-off set for 7:09 p.m. Eastern. They'll face the winner of a later matchup between third seed Texas Tech and second seed Duke in the Elite Eight. The Blue Devils trying to continue Coach K's run in his final dance. Besides the West region, the South region of the bracket will be in action today as Michigan looks to continue their Cinderella run as the 11 seed takes on Villanova. Winner of that one will face either top seed Arizona or fifth seed Houston in the Elite Eight Saturday for the right to advance to the Final Four. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And there will be four more games tomorrow, and by Sunday, it'll be down to the Final Four in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.